right, thank you, Siobhan. And yes, State of Revolution.
You got it.
Coming up now, we got Russ.
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
You're ready.
I'm ready to rock and roll. All right, yes, sir.
All right,
that was a State of Revolution. Some nice live music here on Neighborhood Public Radio this morning. As we go from some live stuff to some good old-fashioned recorded music, some DJ-type programming. I thought what we'd do today is last week we did a show on garage rock, and before that we did a show new music from old geezers. So I thought we'd get psychedelic today and start off with something from what was probably the very first psychedelic album. Here's something from Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band on Neighborhood Public Radio.
For the benefit of Mr. Kite, there will be a show tonight on trampoline. The Hendersons will all be there, later Pablo Frank is there, what a scene. Over men and horses, hoops and garters, lastly through a hogshead of real fire. In this way, Mr. K will challenge the world. The celebrated Mr. K performs his feat on Saturday at Bishop's Gate. The Hendersons will dance and sing as Mr. Kite flies through the ring. Don't be late. Mrs. K and H assure the public their production will be second to none. And of course, Henry the Horse dances the waltz. Six when Mr. K performs his tricks without a sound. And Mr. H will demonstrate 10 somersets he'll undertake on solid ground. Ding ding, some days in preparation, a splendid time is guaranteed for all. And tonight, Mr. Kite is topping the bill.
We kick it off this morning, actually this afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Russ Garrett here on Neighborhood Public Radio, broadcasting live at 91.9 FM and worldwide at neighborhoodpublicradio.org. Broadcasting right next door to the Whitney Museum. Neighborhood Public Radio funded in part by a grant from the Whitney as they celebrate their biennial. And we celebrate this afternoon during your lunch hour the advent of psychedelic music onto the scene, as introduced by the Beatles and Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. And that just kind of opened up the floodgates, and everybody was getting freaky, and songs had weird titles like She Walks Like a Bearded Rainbow.
Coming to me in the morning,
the rainbow has appeared. Run to me a cry when it throws you out. Run to me a cry on your own again. You got that your feel, such good responses, but the picture has a mustache. Coming to me with that soulful look on your face. Coming looking like you never ever done one wrong thing. That soulful look on your face. You're coming looking like you never ever done one wrong thing. So many fantastic colors, I feel in a wonderland. Many fantastic colors makes me feel so good. The rainbow has a beard.
That's Cream, Neighborhood Public Radio. Actually, the song was had an unpronounceable acronym as a title, SWLABR. Only took me about 35 years to figure out that stood for She Walks Like a Bearded Rainbow. It was the flip side of their giant hit, Sunshine of Your Love, Cream, on Neighborhood Public Radio. And they brought that one in at 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Perfect for AM radio. But things were changing fast. Songs no longer had to be 2.5-3 minutes long. They could be, well, as long as the groups wanted to make them. They wouldn't always get played on the AM radio. Sometimes they would. Sometimes they would have an edited version, edited down. But if you were lucky enough to have a pretty hip AM Top 40 station in your town, you might have heard the long version of this one by Eric Burdon and the Animals. It's called Sky Pilot.
He blesses the boys as they stand in line. The smell of gun grease and their bayonets, they shine. He's there to help them all that he can. To make them feel wanted, he's a good holy man. Tells them it's all right. He knows of their fear in the forthcoming fight. Soon there'll be blood and many will die. Mothers and fathers back home they will cry. With a smile, the order is given, they move down the line, but he's still behind, and he'll meditate, but it won't stop the bleeding, or ease the hate, and the young man battle zone. He feels good, with God you're never alone. He feels so tired and he lays on his bed. Hopes the man will find courage in the words that he said. A young soldier so ill looks at the sky pilot, remembers the words, "Thou shalt not kill." Sky pilot, sky pilot, how I we'll be right back.
Eric Burdon and the Animals with an anti-war song that seems quite appropriate even to this very day. No one embraced psychedelia more openly and wholeheartedly than Eric Burdon, turning in from a blues man to a psychedelic blues man. 7 minutes, you could hear it on the radio in those days. There was also a kind of a cheesy AM edit, which they sometimes played, but if you were lucky enough, you might hear the long version on your local Top 40 station. As things started changing and people were doing all kinds of weird stuff, magic potions, people were growing mushrooms, and as a matter of fact, here's a group from England called Leafhound, and they made a song called Growers of Mushrooms. What could that be about? That's Leafhound, and they were growing some mushrooms. I don't know if they were going to put those on top of their pizza or exactly what the deal was, but nonetheless, they were growing some shrooms there. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, pretty much the first fully psychedelic album was Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles, and after that, it seemed that everybody would give it a shot. The Hollies tried to get psychedelic. Even the Beach Boys, Jan and Dean, Sonny Bono. Could you believe it? Even Sonny went psych. As did British popsters Chad and Jeremy. Actually, they did a pretty good job. This is kind of like a cool, mellow type of UK psych number. It's the title track of their album. It's called The Ark.
It is better. it is giving birth to the children of man. But who is this staring at the sunshine, drying socks, laughing, shouting, crying? Not you, not me, my friend. Are not these the men of the Iron Mountain? Were not these the leaders of the fighting?
Taking a ride on the Ark with Chad and Jeremy. Russ Garrett broadcasting live from the Psychedelic Shack this afternoon at 941 Madison Avenue, Neighborhood Public Radio, right next door to the Whitney Museum. By the way, if you're listening here from the neighborhood at 91.9 FM and you'd like to come in and do something at the station, just stop on by and make an appointment. It's a totally open and democratic process here. You have something to say? The folks here at Neighborhood Public Radio want to help you say it. Just come in and schedule your program. Talk to him a couple of minutes. Ask for Lee. He's the main man, and he'll set you up. Broadcasting here from the storefront, which I was just reading some nice press that the guys here got recently in Women's Wear Daily. This is the former location of a Christian Louboutin shoes, and I thought the place looked familiar because I've had to drag my wife out of this shop and in the past. So definitely a prestigious location here next to the Whitney. As we continue with our psychedelic program here on Neighborhood Public Radio, people were growing mushrooms, people were making magic potions, and I don't know what the magic potion entailed, but I think perhaps that I did partake a few times, if the truth be told. Here is the Open Mind, Neighborhood Public Radio.
Magic potion soon, you're gonna really feel fine. One sip and you will
the open mind, brewing up a magic potion. And after you've brewed that magic potion up, what you could do probably would be listen to the sky. I don't know what you would hear, but, you know, depends on what the magic potion was.
Buddy Baker was an ordinary guy, so when he got the letter, he was satisfied, but he said goodbye. He filled all the forms and the papers he could see, but when he got his uniform, he wished he could be with his family. Got into a plane, and he vanished in the haze. His eyes were full of rain, and his ears were full of praise. Someone bought a box, making sure he looked nice for his folks. They changed his socks.
Listening to the sky, Neighborhood Public Radio. How you doing? Russ Garrett here in the Psychedelic Shack on your lunch hour. As I mentioned up at the top there, it seemed that all kinds of different groups just jumped on that psychedelic bandwagon. Some that you would never suspect would try such a thing. One of those groups had actually been recording since the late 50s. They were an instrumental band for the most part, sort of a surfing group. Out of Clovis, New Mexico, of all places, produced by Norman Petty, who had been Buddy Holly's producer. In 1963, they scored a number one hit when they added vocalist Jimmy Gilmer to the lineup, and they did Sugar Shack. In 1968, they had a big hit with a cover of a Tom Paxton folk song called Bottle of Wine. And on that album, they decided to get a little bit freaky, the Bottle of Wine album. Here's one by the Fireballs. Out of Clovis, New Mexico, is called Groovy Motions on Neighborhood Public Radio.
Groovy motion, psychedelic light. Groovy motion. echoing of the music, echoing of the music, the music, for the music's for movie motions, animated space, movie motions of adolescent grace. Open up your mind in expectation, open up your heart in adoration of the music, echoing of the music, echoing of the music, for the music. Oh, you got to tune your mind like a string, you got to make yourself into a feeling thing. Yourself into a feeling thing of the music, echoing of the music, echoing of the music, the music of the music.
Jumping on that psychedelic bandwagon with a fury there. Those are the Fireballs and Groovy Motion. Lots of groups would evolve as the 60s kept going. People that were in one group would later, of course, form others. And Steve Howe, who later went on to be with the supergroup Yes, started his career with a group called Tomorrow. And they had one nice mid-sized hit called My White Bicycle. But this one is called Real Life Permanent Dream. Here's Tomorrow.
I don't think I'll be coming past this way again today. Lots of things have happened here, I can't really say. She was nice to me, but somehow I don't think it's right. That girl belongs to someone else. I finally saw the light. I wouldn't stay, she begged me, then she cried and made a scene. I calmed her down and told her a relationship's a dream. Descriptions in a book told me this thing would never last. It's just the phase two people go through. It will easy pass. Now I just go for walks in the sunshine. So clean. Who wants to get hung up on a real life permanent dream? Now I just go for walks in sunshine, breathing cool fresh air. See her face, touch her skin. I would
Freaky Man. That's tomorrow, Real Life Permanent Dream here on Neighborhood Public Radio. It's a Russ Garrett in the Psychedelic Shack for your lunch hour. And now next week we're going to do something different, as we do each and every week. Next Thursday I'll be on from 11 to 12. And we'll be doing a show called Let's Boogie. And we'll leave it to your imagination as to who some of the groups we'll be playing will be. You know Canned Heat's going to be in there, don't you? You know what? I haven't said good afternoon to the worldwide audience listening on the web. We've got Rick Barnes up in Connecticut. We've got Mark McCabe down in Virginia. Dave Gersten in Detroit, as we check in with the Yardbirds for one of two numbers we'll be playing by them this afternoon. About that after you've partaken of the magic potion. Those are the Yardbirds featuring one Mr. Jimmy Page from his brief time with the band. We'll be doing another Yardbirds tune at the end of the show, one that's a classic featuring both Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck. As we continue now with the sounds of the Psychedelic Shack during your lunch hour, here's one from one of the founding members of Pink Floyd, Syd Barrett. On Neighborhood Public Radio.
It's no good trying to place your hand where I can't see, because I understand that you're different from me. Yes, I can tell that you can't be what you pretend, and you're rocking back. And you're rocking towards the red and yellow mane of a stallion horse. understand that you're different from me. Yes, I can tell that you can't be what you pretend. The caterpillar hood won't cover the head of you. No, you should be home in bed.
And it doesn't get much freakier than that. It's Syd Barrett of Pink Floyd. Neighborhood Public Radio. You got Screaming Lord Russ on the horn today as we continue to spin some psychedelic relics for you. Ah, back in the good old USA, we were doing some psych too. This is the Balloon Farm.
There's a thumping in my heart, it just had to be. Heat wave, hurricane whirling in my head. Cool disposition just hanging by a thread. Is it a question of love? Is it a state of mind?
I do believe that it's a question of temperature. It's the Balloon Farm on a Neighborhood Public Radio, broadcasting from the Whitney Biennial at 91.9 FM. and neighborhoodpublicradio.org. If you've got something to say or something to play, come on by the storefront studio here at 941 Madison Avenue. That's Madison and 74th Street. And talk to Lee. He seems to be the station manager, although I don't think he's the type that likes titles for some reason. Anyway, talk to Lee, and he'll set you up, and you can have a show here, too. It's really, really great stuff they're doing. They'll be broadcasting live here through May 31st, something I'd never heard of before. Temporary radio, setting up in your neighborhood. And if you're not careful, they'll be setting up in your neighborhood next. As we continue with the psychedelic stylings of the Third Bardot, this is kind of my life story, 5 years ahead of my time. I could certainly relate to that, because either I'm 5 years I think I was 5 years ahead of my time at one point. I may be 5 years behind the time by now, but certainly never in step. That's just about it for me. I've got the time for one more song. Russ Garrett here on Neighborhood Public Radio. Thanks for listening, and remember, next week, next Thursday, we're going to be on from 11 to 12, and the theme of the show will be Let's Boogie. All right, so we're going to have some Canned Heat music for you. We're going to have probably some Savoy Brown, some Status Quo, Fog Hat. Sound good? All right, check us out next Thursday from 11 to 12 here at 91.9 FM, broadcasting live from the beautiful Upper East Side of Manhattan or anywhere that you may be listening. Mr. and Mrs. America and all the ships at sea, you can reach us at neighborhoodpublicradio.org. Let's leave you with one another one by the Yardbirds. By the way, if you'd like more information on one of my favorite groups, you can check out my website at www.yardbirds.us. All right. We close with a psychedelic classic from the Yardbirds, one of the very few tracks they recorded. They actually had Jimmy Page and Jeff Beck, twin lead guitars in the band for a very short period of time. As you might imagine, that lineup could not last for very long. We've got Chris Drea on the rhythm guitar. We have Mr. Jim McCarty on the drums. Keith Relf, as always, on the vocals. These are the Yardbirds with Happenings 10 Years Time Ago, Neighborhood Public Radio.
Meeting people along my way.
And those were the Yardbirds here on Neighborhood Public Radio as we make an ever smooth transition into the next program. Actually, you know, I usually had more music than I had time to play. Would have to skip a track or two. Today I tried to make sure that I didn't go over, and I actually ended a couple of minutes early. Well, what do you know about that? But nonetheless, it's been a lot of fun being here. And if you're listening today, make sure you tell some friends about the station here. It's one of the few free-form stations that you could actually tune into, and you never know what you're going to hear. And as is evidenced here.